Good morning and happy Monday. For those of you who don't recognize my voice, I'm Nathan Shireman, the Community Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus, and I welcome you to this Drivecast. Today, I want to take the next few minutes of this Drivecast to talk about life groups and how important they are to what LifePoint is. I think it's nearly impossible to attend LifePoint and not know what a life group is, so I'm going to skip over all the stuff you've probably heard before and jump right into why I love life groups. You know, just a couple Sundays back, I hosted a life group leader huddle. The main reason why I wanted to have a huddle for our life group leaders was so that our life group leaders could share more amazing stories about their life groups. And let me tell you, there were so many amazing stories. I walked away from these huddles absolutely encouraged and so blessed to know that the people of LifePoint were being cared for by such amazing leaders. You know, there were stories of life groups rallying around people in their groups that were facing major hardships, and there were stories of life groups delivering meals to struggling families that they hadn't even formally met yet, but that someone in the group knew, and that there were stories of individuals within life groups who had taken steps of baptism, steps of serving because of encouragement of their life group leaders. There were stories of friendships that had blossomed through life group. There were stories of life groups serving together at Common Ground Free Store and other amazing partnerships across the city. And there were stories of groups multiplying and new leaders stepping up and inviting new people into their groups. And I tell you what, this list goes on and on and on. It was truly a beautiful picture of what authentic community is all about and why it's so important. You know, it never fails. About once a month, I meet someone who says something to me like, "You know, I'm having a hard time connecting at LifePoint. I'm not meeting people." To which my response is always, "Have you looked into a life group? Have you looked into joining a life team?" And in every single instance, the response has been, "No, I can't find the time to do these things." It hurts my heart to hear that people don't have time for community, especially after I hear about the success stories of community and how it changes people's lives. You know, we make time for what we know is important. And I think the struggle here is that people don't realize how important community really is. Yeah, I had the pleasure of leading a life group a few years back, and there was some really amazing growth taking place in this group. And there was one couple in particular that was hit and miss constantly. And this went on for a couple terms, and they just didn't seem to be making life group a priority. You know, but they stuck with it, and they had the courage enough to ask along the way, "How can I change my current life circumstances and grow closer to God?" You know, through our group and through other solid, God-given friendships within their lives, they learned that community was critical, and they had to push through all the schedules. They had to push through all the tiredness and all the distractions and make community a priority in their lives. And I remember to this day the turning point in their lives. They were at life group that night, and they looked flustered and beat down. But the wife shared, she said to all of us in the group, "I didn't really want to be here tonight, but I know that this is important. And I know if I'm going to change, I need to make this a priority. So it took a lot for us to be here tonight, but we made it." And I can't tell you how awesome of a statement that was. And I can't tell you how much our group rallied around them and encouraged them for pushing through. And today, I'm happy to report that this young, struggling couple continued their journey and now are life group leaders leading others in authentic community. You know, I'm not sure where you stand right now. Maybe you can relate to this story, or maybe you can relate more to seeing the joys of life group because you're in an awesome life group right now. You know, regardless of where you are in community, know that God didn't design us to walk alone. He didn't design us to be lone rangers and push through things alone. He designed us with community in mind. He designed us to share life, to share our lives with others. I hope today you'll ponder what community really means to you. And if you're without authentic community, get plugged into a life group soon, please. Our new term just started up, and there has never been a better time to get connected. Have a great day.